Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Zero Dark Nerdy, the world's most notorious pop culture podcast, brought to you by the Believe Podcast Network, as well as betonline.ag, your number one source for all your sports betting needs. If you are in the Triad area of North Carolina, be sure to check out Red Cinemas on your way into downtown Greensboro. Their website is redcinemas.com for all your movie times. This is your boy Brian, a.k.a. El Nino, and today I'm joined with...
Mateo, a.k.a. Mechna.
It's been a while. There, you know you got to get that.
I just came up with that. Today we have a very special guest.
Brooklyn, a.k.a. that's my name.
Tell him out there. It's hey, we like to keep it in the family here. Brooklyn, this is your first podcast with us at Zero Dark Nerdy. Are you excited, nervous? What are all the feelings going through right now?
Absolutely everything in between.
good answer. All good. So season 4 of Stranger Things just got done wrapping up. We had 7 episodes. What was it? Beginning of June?
Yes.
And then we had the final 2.
We didn't have to wait a full month.
Yeah. Not a full month, but it was a month. One heck of a wait for the final 2 episodes. And then we're going to have the 5th and final season, hopefully next year, but more than likely probably 2024. So we're going to go over just overall reactions, feelings about this season, predictions for season 5. And then we're also going to do a Mary F. Kill. And most importantly, Vecna songs. What songs are going to help us come back from Vecna's wrath? Curse? Vecna's curse,
I guess. Vecna's curse, yes.
Yeah, the Vecna curse. So, Matthew, it's been a while since you've been on here. Why don't we go ahead and kick it off with you, and then we'll go to Brooklyn right after.
Okay. I appreciated the 2.5-hour ending. Yeah. I thought that it was, like, seamless.
Yeah.
I think that it had to be that long, you know? It was a good length. There were no like lags or like anything that you would have skipped,
right?
You know, or taken out or anything,
or
like
passed
that.
Out to.
Right. No, it was. I was on time, and not for nothing. The highlight for me was Eddie, on top of that,
the trailer.
Yeah. With Master of Puppets, and it was amazing. I marked out. I did. Yeah. And we were watching it together. I waited to watch it, and she came over that night, and I'm sitting right there.
Yeah.
And he goes, dun, dun, dun. I'm like, oh, shit, yeah. I was so excited.
Now, real quick, was that your first time ever hearing that song?
No, because I've heard my father play it
okay.
in the shower or just good in dad. General.
Yes. No, I'm just wondering.
I'm a good dad. Let's see. Okay, so starting from the beginning, those jock kids, not my thing.
No.
I didn't like that at all.
Hated them.
Yeah. The worst.
And the fact that I understood what Lucas was going through.
Right.
You know, trying to fit in and trying to... But the jock kids, they could go.
Yeah.
And that one kid, I don't remember his name, but he was like the main one.
I hated him as much as Vecna.
Yes. He was kind of worse, though. Yeah. Yeah. I love the Robert Englund inclusion. Mm.
Especially, too, the fact that someone that has haunted our nightmares since the 80s.
And that's what I was trying to tie it together.
Circle, yeah. Full circle. And then now he's the one being haunted by nightmares. So well played, Duffer Brothers.
Yeah, they even said that it was the whole thing is like a nod to Freddy Krueger.
Yeah. Our partners at betonline.ag continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including NBA Summer League, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE, that is BLEAV, to get the bonus and get into the action. Bet online, where the game starts.
But to see him in it and to him be on board, and I think Vecna is like the scariest thing I've seen since Freddy Krueger.
Yeah.
Because I remember being terrified. And I'm like, if I was little and watching this, I'm sleeping with the lights on.
100%. You know? 100%. Night lights, bright lights, emergency floodlights. It doesn't matter.
With a flashlight. It was really well done. And then they went back to Russia. And I think a little of that was a little drawn out, but they had a story to tell.
Right.
And they had to make us believe.
Yeah.
You know, in Enzo and the helicopter guy.
Right.
You
know. It was cool to see them pretty much bring in four separate stories just about and make it into one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whereas it's always been Hawkins. So it was it was really cool to see how they were going to play that out. Like, are they going to all reconnect at the end of this? You know, that was the big question besides, of course, the surprise reveal. Now, I got to ask both of you, did any one of you assume that Vecna was one at any point watching the first seven episodes?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Kind of.
I didn't until the last episode where,
really?
where when he murked all the kids, I was like, oh, shit.
But they showed 11 killing him.
Right.
And he gets all burnt up.
Well, yeah, but before that, though, like, you know, in the prior episodes, did you have an inclination that one was Vecna besides that final episode?
Not really. Yeah. No. Because, I mean, yeah, the internet spoiled it for me.
Right.
I saw him getting made up, and I'm like, oh, that's number one.
Yeah, right. I saw the makeup thing.
Yeah,
and I was like,
instant into hair. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
They spoiled it for me. Great.
Yeah. This is why you have to watch it when it comes out.
Yes.
There's no respect.
None.
No respect.
No respect. Rodney Dangerfield. For you. I'll put you on later. So, yeah, it was just I do have a gripe.
All right. Yeah, please.
Where did the Conan sword come from?
Okay.
It was just on the floor.
It was just on the floor.
It was just on the floor.
I pointed the same thing out. So I was watching the finale with my daughter this 4th of July weekend. And because when I went to go visit her, she was like, Dad, did you see the final episode? I said, no. Mm-hmm. So it's perfect. We're going to watch it. First thing we both said, where did this random sword come from?
But
apparently it was there when they were fighting the Demogorgon, when they got to pick their weapons. That was one of the weapons that they picked, apparently. But it was super convenient for it to be there at
right
that
at
time.
His feet. Yeah. It was right. Yeah. And in the scene before, when they first walk in, and they're like, this place is made to trap them. And
right.
No sword. I made sure to look. Right. I went back, and I'm like, where did the sword come from?
Right. It's not as bad as the Starbucks cup in Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's still very, yeah. I mean, that honestly, to me, was my main gripe.
Yeah.
And if that's my only gripe, I'll take it. You know, I thought this season was fantastic. But, yeah.
It kind of redeemed itself because it is the real Conan sword.
Really? I did
not
know that.
Yes, it's the real prop from Conan.
Oh, wow. I never
from
knew that.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, man, that's so cool. The Duffer brothers are awesome. And for those of you who don't know, we have done Stranger Things episodes before. They're from Raleigh, North Carolina, so hometown boys. So, Brooklyn, what are your thoughts on the fourth season of Stranger Things?
I loved the new addition of characters, especially Argyle, because he was like one of my favorites. And I was like, I love how he was like so free and helped Jonathan with his like, you know, problems with Nancy and stuff like that. And it really kept, like, the flow of them and then Steve coming in that alive. And I really liked that. Nice.
Steve.
Nice.
You know how, like, Steve was like, oh, I love my six little nuggets. And then he brought Nancy into the, like, conversation and was like, oh, yeah, you were there. And then it made a little fling there, and then she got all happy.
Oh, yeah. Nancy with the flirts.
There you go. So besides Argyle, what else were you into on this season? You know, what are some highlights? Do you have any lowlights? Anything that you were like, eh? You know, besides, obviously, the high school jocks. I think that's everybody's just.
Screw them all.
Yeah.
Why they gotta kill the black one in the lake?
But it was the fact that like Lucas kind of like turned on them a little bit, even though he didn't mean to and didn't realize it.
Right.
He like still did it in his own little way.
Well, they
like,
turned on him too.
Yeah.
Hellfire.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't show up for his big game. He made the final shot.
I didn't even think about that. Yeah. So it was kind of like a double.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but I was like, just Just makeup and
yeah. But that's storytelling. That's character building. Like wanted to look forward to that, them getting all back together and stuff.
Yeah, and I got to say that you know, that scene with him and Max, and we all, in case you did not know already, I should have said before, spoiler alert, but Zero Dark Nerdy, you know, there's going to be spoilers here, obviously. You know, his scene with Max, is that where you teared up at?
I was crying when he was the whole time.
No, where Lucas was just holding on to Max after she already started, you know, Vecna was already doing his thing, breaking her bones and all that. Is that when you...
I was sobbing because I remember after that episode, I went on, you know, social media.
Yeah.
And they were like showing the beginning when he said, oh, this could get you killed. And I was like, oh my gosh.
Right.
She's dead now.
Yeah.
She's not dead though.
Yeah. We don't know.
She's brain dead.
Yeah. Yeah. Because when Eleven went in to go find her, she couldn't, as far as mentally, she couldn't find her.
Yet.
Yeah.
So there's hope for Max.
Yes.
No hope for Eddie.
No. Because
he did.
No, you didn't hear the thing about what the Duffer brothers said?
Tell me.
They were like, he's going to be in season 5, like, somehow. And some people were like, oh, Dustin's going to get possessed and he's going to be like the evil demon. You know how Billy was taunting Max? They were like, oh, yeah, that's what Eddie's going to do to Dustin.
No.
And I was like, that'd be awful for Soft.
Yeah, I don't want that.
yeah, don't like that at all.
I didn't hear
that. Don't like that
at all.
What
I did hear was that there was going to be a spinoff.
Yeah.
And that Eddie might reprise in that.
True. And I would love to get more details on what the spinoffs are, because, I mean, Eddie is fantastic. And he was also in the original episode of Game of Thrones. So he was one of the guys in the woods when the White Walker
when they
first
called the,
lake.
Oh, the White Walker?
Yeah. Okay. Like the first 5 minutes. I mean, you wouldn't know it if you saw it. You know, just one of those things, but...
get a lot of phone calls now.
Yeah, I mean, I think Eddie was a super welcome addition to the show. You know, for all of us nerds, geeks, metalheads, like, he represented all of us.
Not for nothing, I knew Eddie in the 80s.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
80s.
Same.
Yeah.
Same.
So,
we were either Eddie or we knew an Eddie in the 80s.
Yeah,
and I was friends with a lot of Eddies.
Eddie was cool. I didn't play Dungeons and Dragons.
No, I did not. I did not do that.
He made it look cool.
Yeah, I didn't jump on any cafeteria tables. I was way too shy
was a
to do
weird.
That.
That was my favorite part.
Yeah.
That was when you first met him.
So besides Eddie, Argyle, you know, what are just kind of your thoughts on the original cast? You know, how did you feel about the reconnecting possibly between
Steve and Nancy.
And Nancy, you know, where were you
Which
at
means
with that?
Jonathan got to go.
Yeah, I was happy about that part. But deep down, I was like, no, because she's toxic. Like last time she was toxic and I was like, she just.
You said, yeah, okay, we discussed this.
Okay.
Steve was toxic.
Yeah.
In the beginning.
Like, in the beginning, yeah.
100%. Swimming guy, and he was a jock, and
he did the thing on the movie sign where he called her a slut and all that in the first season.
That was kind of funny, honestly.
Okay. Okay, so how is Nancy toxic?
Yeah.
I thought that she, like, blamed him for Barb, you know, how she did
that. Well, she was at his house, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but she blamed herself and Steve, kind of. Yeah, but for like them hooking up and not paying attention to Barb, her friend that she literally invited. Mm-hmm. But, and I was like, wow, don't put that on Steve.
Logic. It's logic. Is it? I mean,
yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, so Nancy's toxic. Jonathan
is
a stoner now.
Yeah, I was going to say, how do you feel about Jonathan?
He's weird. He's awkward.
Yeah, this was not his highlight season, that's for sure. You know, they I think they definitely dumbed it down for him. I mean, you can only focus on so much. I get it.
Yeah.
You know? So it was more about Argyle, really more about the rest of the crew, where Steve was just like, all right, dude, I'm gonna tell you right now, you're just a straight up pothead and you're gonna be in some scenes and that's gonna be about it.
So. There was his redeeming episode or scene was when he was talking to his brother and telling him, you can come to me whenever.
Very
blah, blah.
True.
It's like, very well, true. I know you're gay, dude. Like, yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah. Was, I mean, right. Right.
Just, I mean, he saw him crying in the car.
Right.
Yeah. The scene with the girl rubbing his foot really got me. I was like, oh.
Oh, yeah. In class.
We all know. We all know. It's okay.
Yeah. Now, speaking of which, too, what about that emotional scene with Mike and Will in the van. Like, how did Mike
not, Mike is oblivious.
Like, so oblivious, right?
Mike makes me so mad because he's an idiot. Yeah. I get it. You're obsessed with your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Right.
But back off. Okay? Yeah.
Right. Right.
Make it make sense, man.
You used to be best friends, like Will brings up in the episode. Like, he even used said to it. Be best friends.
Yeah. And drew that awesome painting. Yeah. Like, yeah. That shit ain't easy.
Yep.
Yeah. I can't draw that.
And he was like, oh, yeah, great. Okay. Ow. Oh, my gosh. I'm so happy to see you.
Who did that?
Mike. He was all over L. Oh, he said, L, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's so cool. Went straight to L right afterwards and didn't even think about him.
I like how Argyle played him, though. Is that Ocean Pacific, man?
And then hugged him and he said,
oh, no, that's a knockoff, bro.
I am really glad that they spun it to where it's like, okay, there's no more like going to the Upside Down. The Upside Down is now coming into Hawkins.
Yeah.
The game is done changed.
That was the end.
Yeah, yeah. The part where they
with
like
the earthquake and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, the split. Yeah. I was like, why is everybody like acting like they're acting like it did happen, but not making it as big as a scenario that it should have been. Right. They're like, okay, we're going to leave now.
Larger.
I definitely enjoyed that. And once I saw that he was showing, and that's what I love when he let go of Nancy. Cause at first I was like, oh shit, Nancy's gone.
Yeah.
And then when he was like, no, you are the messenger. You tell Eleven, I'm coming. And I'm bringing all of the Upside Down with me.
You're alive because I want you alive.
Yeah.
That part made me sad, but also like, oh, that's convenient. Because I was like, why can't you just go tell Eleven yourself? Are you like that scared to face her? Is like that a big deal for you? Because when they were fighting,
he can't find Eleven.
Yeah, because he was acting like Mr. Big Shot when they were fighting, even though he lost like traumatically.
Yeah.
You're not hot crap. I'm sorry. No.
he couldn't find
him. Yeah, but to Matthew's point, I will say this is a scary, scary ass dude. I remember seeing Jason Voorhees and Freddy when I was like 5 or 6, and those guys were intimidating. If I'm seeing this dude right now at 5 or 6, oh no.
Right.
Right. I don't want no Upside Down. I need all the night lights. I need bedtime stories. Mom and Dad, you better not leave the bedroom until I go to sleep.
My LED lights.
Vecna is that like, scary?
Turned red, and I was like, no,
no red, no red,
no red. Turned it to
no the red, all green. Clear.
Yeah, the Upside Down, man. They did really well with that, especially like incorporating the snowball and all.
Right, because it was interesting to see how they were going to work in. Okay, well, this person did this back in 50 something. What is the correlation, you know? And
that was Robert Englund.
Right, yeah. Right, which was played by the dude, I can't think of his name. He was in Ozark. He was fantastic in Ozark as Sam. Yeah, he was Sam in Ozark. He was a guy that worked at the hotel. He worked at the Lickety Split.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So that's the younger version of Robert Englund. And I was like, oh, look at this dude coming back. Yeah. But, you know, no, didn't work out well for him.
No,
so.
It did not. No.
So in terms of season 5 predictions, you know, what are you thinking? Who's going to make it? Who's not going to make it? What do you think we're going to see in this final season coming up from Stranger Things?
I'd hate to say it, but deep down, I'm like, I don't think Max is going to make it.
No,
because I feel like, if Lucas actually, like, if they put in that Lucas read her letter,
yeah.
I feel like it would, like, bring back memories or somehow. No, they didn't even show that.
Oh,
I was like,
you're right.
If he does, great. Don't show that off screen, please.
Right, yeah. Right.
Please. Even though I don't want to see him cry, but please.
Yeah.
He's okay, a good cry. So. I will say, these kids, phenomenal actors.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, for the exception of Mike, you know, not Mike.
No.
Will. Well, no, Mike. Yeah.
Mike?
Will's great. Will's I love great. Will. Dustin's great.
Dustin's amazing.
Lucas. Yeah, Dustin's Lucas great. This season, Lucas was like, okay, like this dude can act. Yeah. Mike, I'm still on the fence about. So
he's a weirdo.
He's basic. So he's basic.
But he's playing a basic kid, right?
Yeah. True. Like, true.
Even though they all are.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Yeah, like Dustin's basic, but he's still like.
He's hilarious.
He's so happy.
Yeah.
He's like so best friends with Steve. He's so like still in the.
Homies with Eddie.
Yeah, still like BFF. In the episodes, you know? Finn's just like slowly disappearing and going away.
I don't know. You liked Will this season?
I mean, to me, here's the thing with Will. And I'm not trying to cut you off because I know I just asked you for predictions for season 5. I feel like he is a great actor. Like, they definitely did not utilize him in season one, which I get it. He's a guy that's in the Upside Down.
Yeah, they're looking for him. Episodes.
But season two, though, I was, and you know, big shout out to Skylar Brown. I think he brought it up on the podcast episode because I believe he was on that podcast episode. But he was like, I swear that they just held him back on season one to show like how great of an actor this guy is on season two. Because he really is. I mean, just up and down, just his range and his scale.
Season two was when they were dressed up as Ghostbusters.
Right. Right. Yeah. And that's when he got consumed by the
Mind Flayer.
Yes. Thank you. Nice. No problem. Got consumed by that. So, I still think that's a huge part of him. Like, he's still, you know, if you think
even
about it.
Even at the end, he was like, feeling it.
Exactly.
Still look here.
Yeah, because if you think about it, like, not only does he have PTSD, like, it's still, the Upside Down is still a part of him some way, somewhere. So my thing is, as far as prediction is, it started with Will. I definitely think it's going to end with Will. Like, I hate to say it, if I had to pick someone to go next season, I think Will does it to sacrifice himself for all his friends.
I agree. Yeah. I could see that.
I think he would die if
it ends with him, he's going to die.
And you know, so I don't think it's going to be like, oh, we're going to lose all these different people. I mean, I do see a couple, you know, maybe deaths in there, but I think as far as major ones, though, you know, probably Will, and like you said, Max, there's no telling.
Yeah. I'm just definitely hoping, on the fence. I hate to say this to all like the Max fans and all the Mike fans. I don't want Mike to make it.
Oh my god, you can't say that, he's a main character.
He's a great human when it comes to like acting and stuff, but in the
he's
show
the heart. He's the heart,
so
you know.
He's the heart, but he's not the
keep
heart.
Keep going.
Oh my god, so she solved all my problems. So you want, keep going.
You want 11 to be traumatized?
She's got Jim.
Wow.
She got him
That's
back.
That's not daddy, though. That's not her man.
Yeah. Yeah.
She can find a new one.
Plus, Mike's loved her for, you know, since he saw her.
Ever since he saw her in the woods.
Yeah. But only thing from Mike. Yeah. From Mike.
Yeah.
He gave her the flowers and it said from Mike, and her face automatically went down. That's how you know she don't even want to be in
Brown's
this relationship
great
anymore.
She's great.
I love her.
She's great.
She is great.
So what's your predictions going on? We'll keep going. I love this.
Yeah, really good.
Because I will say, I also don't think that 11's gonna make it.
Don't say that.
So here's also my thing too, and I was very surprised that we did not get her sister from season two.
Right.
I like, they better bring
Where
her back
they?
Season
yeah.
five. Because I'm like, she can help battle Vecna.
Yep.
So, and especially now, I think that they are going to hold off on bringing her back until this season. Because now that the Upside Down is coming to Hawkins, she can use her powers to help block a lot of stuff because it's all visual.
Mm-hmm.
So I do hope that they bring her back. Because if they don't bring her back at all,
useless.
Oh, I'll be mad.
That was pointless.
Yeah, I feel like that's to me, not just a half a waste of a really good season.
Waste of a character.
But a waste of a character.
Yeah. That
she was
awesome.
Come in.
Yeah.
Yeah, that can come in and help save the day. Yeah. Yeah.
In a van.
Gang.
In a van.
Yeah. I would love to see her. That would be, that's more of a, like a, I don't know if it's a prediction, but it's like a,
I want that.
Yeah.
I want that. I think we all want that at this point.
I don't know if Max survives. Maybe she'll come back like what's his name? Stark did in the wheelchair.
Right. Right.
Was he like the Oracle or some shit? Yeah. I don't know. Bran Stark.
Yeah. 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 Bran the Broken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's all blind and in a wheelchair. And
I was going to say, because we all know she's blind. There ain't, I mean, unless Elle worked out some kind of miracle. I mean, granted, she can kill people. She can obviously bring people back to life.
Maybe Max gains the power. Because she was killed by Vecna, but wasn't killed. So
right.
She kind of has the power. So
that'd be amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And number one, she
Max
wouldn't
would
die.
Be number 12. Yeah. Or.
Yeah. Wait, how
it
many
could
were
be,
there?
It could be a Watchmen situation where the power gets passed from Dr. Manhattan to the other person, like in the Watchmen show.
Yeah.
Watch Watchmen on HBO. I'm not talking about the movie. Watchmen on HBO.
Oh, the movie's great too.
Yeah. The movie's good, but Regina King, right?
Yes.
Fantastic. Check it out.
Yeah, and I do think 11 would have to die.
I know
it sucks, but she is the show.
Yeah,
exactly. She's like the main character, but not because, you know, like how everybody's the main character. Yeah. But she's the one putting out all the power, always saving the world besides Susie.
Susie.
I love Susie.
So more Argyle, right? We'll get more Argyle.
I love Argyle.
Yeah. I can honestly say I don't think if anyone's not going to die next season, it ain't going to be Argyle.
No.
I think more people would be mad about
if
that.
If it is, I will cry.
It'd be a waste. It'd be a waste of a kill.
And DM the Duffer Brothers because I would be so mad.
And slide up in them DMs.
Go, what did you do? You ruined my whole Stranger Things.
How am I supposed to go to school after this?
Tell me Argyle's okay.
How am I supposed to eat pizza now? Like, you ruined it for me.
Got to put the pineapple on it, dude.
I got to say, man, this has been a phenomenal season. It really hasn't let off the gas since the first season.
Yeah.
You know, it's just been great.
There were dips. I mean,
Any show's going to have some dips, and even the complaints we had, very, very minimal, you know. So I do think it's going to be a fantastic final season. Can't wait to, you know, see when we get some more updates and things like that. And who knows? I think at this point now, I don't even know who they would introduce, because at this point it's really, if you compare it to Game of Thrones, like the Battle of Winterfell, this is the Battle of Hawkins, but a whole season's worth. Mm-hmm. So that's just my opinion of it. And I'm really excited to see the Upside Down now come into the real world and how people are going to line up. And
well, that's what I hear, that this the final season is going to be mostly about the Upside Down and what it really is.
Great. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, we still don't know.
No, it's just another dimension. Yeah.
When one went down there, he was like, I was just wandering around, and there's these freaky dudes, and there's the...
I thought I died, but I didn't, so... and then he went to the Mind Flayer, and then...
Yeah. Yeah.
Just to tell you, I finally burped.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you. Thanks for the notice.
You're welcome.
All right, so... Let's get to the Vecna songs now. You know, we'll start with Brooklyn, go to Matt, and we'll go to myself. So what are your Vecna songs that we put the headphones on you and Vecna has a hold of you? What's going to save you?
Okay, so I have three.
Okay.
I finally narrowed it down.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so Never Ending Story by Dustin and Susie. Because I'd be singing.
By Dustin and Susie.
Yeah.
Not the original.
No, it has to be by Dustin and Susie. Because I would see myself levitating and then see Dustin talking to me and be like, oh my gosh, I'm listening to you right now. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then, should I stay or should I go?
Okay. Wow. What if that becomes a life-saving song in the final season? Because it was the song in the first season for Will when he was in the Upside Down.
Oh, yeah.
So, goodness.
Look at you with the callbacks.
Yeah.
It's a circle. Because it's a circle.
And then Master of the Puppets.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Because I would like automatically think of Eddie, and I'll be like, oh my gosh, I have to now. I have to.
Do this for Eddie.
You know, like how he was about to like shred, and then he was like, this is for Chrissy. Yeah, so yeah, then I would go, I thought
that was dope.
This is for Eddie, and then just start sprinting.
Word. Okay, that's a really good list there.
Great list. Great.
Although
list.
You did leave out one that would surprised me. When yesterday you told me.
Nope. Don't leave the fans hanging now.
There's a lot of them.
It was Tupac.
Oh, Keep Your Head Up?
Yeah.
Nice. Very nice. Very nice.
Well, my first one is Daft Punk.
Okay.
Lose Yourself to Dance with Pharrell.
Okay.
Yeah. Because, I mean, every time I hear that, I move.
Yeah.
It makes me move.
Yeah.
And it makes me feel good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that would bring me back down from levitating. I believe. Yeah. 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 I would do it with style.
With style.
Yeah. Just like bring your eyes back down, go like, woo. Yeah.
Vision back, bones unbroken.
Yes, unbroken.
Doing the worm, break dancing in the middle of levitating.
To Daft Punk, that's right. I think, I mean, that was really it. Well, Enter Sandman is such a good song.
Yeah.
Every time Mariano Rivera came out, that was his song.
Yeah.
And the game was over.
Yep.
So, yeah, a little callback to to my favorite pitcher. Juicy.
Love it.
Maybe Juicy.
Love it. Biggie. It was all a dream.
It was all a dream.
Oh.
Get out.
No, because there's two awesome people, Biggie and Doja Cat. And I was like, oh my gosh, Doja Cat. And then you're like, no, Biggie. And I was like, Biggie.
Doja's my daughter's favorite, though. There's nothing wrong with that. I got to say, my top two period would be It Was a Good Day, Ice Cube. Mm. That's just, you know, I hear that song. Cream, Wu-Tang, another one, just the beat alone. Mm-hmm. And then, just because it brings me to a place of watching TV with my parents, and it's also one of our favorite artists. Frank Sinatra, Love and Marriage. It just brings me there, you know, just to the family.
See, I couldn't think of one that would get me there.
Right.
Because I usually use him for other things, you know. But, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm glad you did that, though.
I was like, I know it just brings me to being on the couch, watching Fox, watching Al Bundy and the crew. So those are the three. So those are the Vecna songs. We definitely want to hear yours out there. But before we wrap up, though, we are getting ready to do a Mary F. Kill. So who are our three contestants for Mary Love Kill?
Eddie, definitely.
Okay.
Robin. I love Robin. And then Argyle.
Okay.
As I've said before, I love Argyle.
Okay, so Mary, make love to or love the one to say love.
Okay, I told my daughter, marry, kiss, kill.
Marry, kiss, kill. There we go. There we go. Yes, yes. I was gonna say. I was like, I don't know how we need to word this. So marry, kiss, kill.
So on TikTok is the thing. I'm like part of the Eddie cult. It's where you have like pictures of Eddie. So I'd hate to go like, oh, I'd kill Eddie. Because of course I wouldn't. Or I'd kiss Eddie. Duh, I'm going to marry Eddie. Mm-hmm. I'm crazy. Mm-hmm. So. Kiss Robin and then kill Argyle.
You're going to kill Argyle.
He's one of your favorites.
No, I know.
His hair's better than Robin.
It is. It's so His hair's better than everybody's.
That dude is going to be in Vidal Sassoon commercials till the day he ever cuts
it
off.
If you don't look good, we don't look good.
Yeah, Troy Polamalu, your contract's over.
Yeah.
All right, that's good. That's good. Hey, we got our list. Hey, that's your list. I get it.
Okay, so what do you got?
Me? I got to go marry Robin. You know, she's very, very intriguing, enticing. She's gorgeous. She reminds me a lot of Ashley. So I'm getting some cool points on there, and very clumsy. So it knocks it all off. I guess I would have to kiss Argyle because I feel like he'd be very gentle with my mouth when we kiss
with your chapped lips. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh no.
And I don't want to kill Eddie, but I mean he's have no other dead, choice. Though. And he's already dead. So yeah, that's what I'll go with.
The betrayal I feel right now.
Oh my goodness, you're the number one Argyle fan and you killed him. I don't want to hear it.
Yep. Bless me.
You got a dad.
Would I marry Robin? I would marry Robin.
Wouldn't we all?
Just so I can get to her mom. Right?
Yeah, Uma Thurman.
Uma.
Yeah, real life mom. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
we killing Bill all over again. I would kill Argyle.
Yeah, I respect it.
Yeah, I'm keeping Eddie. I want to hug him.
There you go.
Don't we all?
Yeah, I want to hug from Eddie. Argyle.
I just feel like stoner, Argyle man. Would be so stoned all the time. I can just give him a peck kiss, like, okay, boom. Like, you're done.
And then he'd be like, oh, you want some weed? You want the tropical?
Exactly. Why, yes.
Yeah, so you want the tropical delight?
That's why I went kiss, Argyle.
Fair enough. Is it too late to change? No.
Tropical delight, here you go.
Be sure to check out our sponsors, Believe. That is the Believe Podcast Network, BLEAV.com. Of course, betonline.ag for all your sports betting needs. And the one and only Red Cinemas here in the heart of Midtown Greensboro. That is redcinemas.com. Matthew Brooklyn, thank you so much for joining us today. They'll definitely be back. We want to hear your opinion as well. Be sure to check out our social media and website. We want to know your feedback, your predictions.
Your Vecna songs.
Your Vecna songs. And most importantly, your Vecna songs.
We'll make a playlist.
Yeah, we'll make a playlist. Oh, excellent idea.
We'll do it on, put it on Spotify.
Yeah, and we'll do it, you know, we'll do some polls and stuff on social media too. So everybody's got to have a Vecna song, and we're definitely going to have a Vecna playlist. Mm-hmm. So again, thank you for checking us out. As always, Zero Dark Nerdy on all things social media, and we'll see you next time.
Peace. Oh, TikTok.
Yeah! Victory!
And anger management?
Fuck anger management.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.